I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, welcome to the podcast, Bustin' Balls. I'm Pat Caputo, along with the webmaster, Evan Jenkins. And look, the Red Wings are in their all-star break. The first half of their season's done, and everybody's looking at where Steve Yzerman's program is. And really, the picture has become very clear about what the Red Wings need to do for the future to get to a place where they can be a Stanley Cup contender. The way their prospects pipeline is setting up is they should have a very prolific defensive core within the next 3 or 4 years. I mean, very prolific. Huge defensemen, highly skilled. Yzerman clearly building from the blue line out with big defensemen. You've seen Moritz Seider. He's a potential Norris Trophy winner at some point. I don't think that that's an exaggeration. Certainly won the Calder Trophy last year as Rookie of the Year. And they have a couple players. Simon Edvinson, you've all heard about him. He was their first-round pick a couple years ago from Sweden. He's a 6'6" defenseman, and he's been holding his own at Grand Rapids. He's had a lot of ups and downs, things like that, but he's been pretty good and is on the proper developmental curve. Obviously, he's got a lot of skill. I mean, he skated right through the whole defense the other day, scored a goal on some, you know, fancy move. But he's not just rushing. He's doing a good job. But he's had some bad moments, too. He's been up and down. Not quite as good as Seider at the same age, but trending on an upward pace. Seider was off the charts good at that age. And William Wallander, who was taken 30th overall in a couple drafts ago, is at least potentially as good as Edvinson. I know that sounds ridiculous and, you know, different things. One guy was taken sixth, and then the other guy was taken 30th. But Wallander's been special at Rugla this year. He's been one of the best, certainly young players in the league, but one of the better defensemen in the league. Logs a lot of tough ice time in a very high-level league. He's, you know, huge, 6'5", 6'6", and enormously good skater. He's really developing very well, and I don't know if he's a sleeper to those who follow hockey closely. I know some of you out there geek out on it, but for those of you who haven't heard that name or whatever, he's a very top-line prospect. Now, you throw in a couple other guys like Tomitsu, who played at Denver last year on the NCAA championship team, another big defense. Who's playing in Finland in the top league there and holding his own. There's a possible he can develop. And also Shea Boehm, another big defenseman who played on Denver's national championship team last year. There's a lot of promise on their blue line. When you throw their prospects in there who aren't that far away and compare it to Moritz Seider, who's already there. So that's the good news. with the Red Wings as far as the future, as far as how they need to get to the point where, hey, they're just not a playoff contender or just merely making the playoffs. Obviously, they have an issue that they have to address. They need a high-end scorer. A team that wins the Cup most of the time has a big-time scorer or two. There have been exceptions. St. Louis a couple years ago, the Kings, who won multiple Cups. But for the most part, you usually have two great players on a team that offensively cause a lot of problems. Pittsburgh had Crosby and Malkin. You look at the situation in Tampa where Yzerman was at. He had Stamkos and Kucherov and others. And you go down the list of Cup champions. I mean, even Ovechkin with Backstrom and some others. Yeah, you really need that great blue line core. And that's how Yzerman has won to a large degree in Tampa. And he won the gold medal a couple times, especially the first time with Canada, because of great physical, big defense. But you need that score. And they don't have one of those guys in their pipeline. They've got a number of players who are promising, but they don't have somebody that projects in any way to be that type of scorer. And Dylan Larkin's a terrific player. I believe the Red Wings will sign him long-term. I believe that'll all be done. And you could look at him as one piece, kind of the Jonathan Toews, but they need a Patrick Kane. And you say, well, how are you going to do that? Well, the draft this year, if they don't make the playoffs and you get a little bit of lottery luck, could present that. Now, if they get the first overall pick, there is a generational talent in this draft. A brilliant player, wherever he goes, he's going to change the course of that franchise. Better than the number one picks in recent years. And that's Connor Bedard. All right. Now, Red Wings, odds of getting that pick, they really need some serious lottery luck for that. But if they get the first overall pick in the draft, it's a no-brainer. He's way better than Shane Wright and some of these other players, Lafreniere and some of these other players in recent years. Way better. Jack Hughes, you name it.
He didn't even turn 18 until July. Wow.
Well, watching him in the World Juniors and watching him in the recent prospects game, you know what he reminds me of? He reminds me of Sidney Crosby. I hate to say that, but he's in the prospects game, right? And he's taking cheap shots at guys. He's chippy, but he can skate all over the place. He can get to wherever he wants on the ice. He can pass. He can shoot. He's not, a big power forward, but he is a great player. So I don't know if they're going to get him, but if they do, it's kind of like it's a generational talent. It'd be like the Pistons getting Victor Wambiamba. He's that good. And then there are some other players after that. The kid at Michigan right now is an outstanding player, Adam Fantilli, who is a center with a great shot, highly productive, high motor. That's another player. Now, he's not as good as Bedard and didn't play nearly as well at the World Juniors, but he is an outstanding talent. And then you got a Russian kid who's playing in the KHL. He's a smaller player, but he's got a big-time skill. His name is Mitev Mitchkov, who is highly skilled winger, but a smaller winger. Kind of a Patrick Kane type of skill set for a winger. So, and one player to watch is Leo Carlson from Sweden, who's a big center. Some question about his skating skills, but everything is off the charts, and he's been a high-level productive player. And obviously, the Red Wings have a history of with their prospects of going into Sweden. Håkan Andersson's there. Nick Lidström's there a lot. They got the pulse on what's going on in Europe. So those are the players that I would look at in the upcoming draft as being potential Red Wings draft picks and players that you could look at. After that, I think there's a little bit of a drop-off. I don't think there's a lot of good players. And Yzerman's shown that he has a knack for finding guys, but the key is finding a high-end somebody who can put the puck in the back of the net. Because ultimately, I think their defense is going to be brilliant. The team is obviously better this year, too, because they added veterans who can actually play. And Ville Husso is like way better than their goaltending in the past. He's been really good. Nedeljkovic has been a disappointment for whatever reason. But, you know, and we'll see on Sebastian Kosa. He's in young goaltender's land. And you're talking about forwards. I don't see a bunch of forwards that are going to be high-end scorers. I see a lot of guys that are going to play in the league. Marco Kasper is going to play in the league, but he's like a second-line a center on a really good team. The draft pick they had last year, they took eighth overall. He's doing very well playing on the same team with Wallander, Rogla in Sweden. And there's a couple others. You know, Mazur slowed down a little bit at Denver. But he's still a Hobie Baker candidate. He's the best player on the defending national championship team. And it wouldn't surprise me if he's a good player in the NHL. I just don't see him as somebody that's going to go into the NHL and be another Joe Pavelski or something. The odds are against that. It's the same with Cross Hannes and Amadeus Lombardi and some of the other players that have been doing well on the forward lines for them. You've seen Berggren. He's not bad. But he's not going to be a super high scorer. And it's going to be interesting to see what Yzerman does at the trade deadline if there's a lot of interest in Bertuzzi, how he's going to handle that situation. So that's what's going on. And just so you know, Evan, what do you think? I'm just going to – I know you don't follow this on a daily basis, the hockey.
Right.
Okay, it's the one thing, you know, probably that we talk about that you're least versed on.
Absolutely.
You weren't hanging out over at the Fraser Arena or up in the rink up there in Mount Clements area.
I did go to Fraser Falcon games when I was a kid, believe it or not.
There you go. There you go. So here's the thing. Tell me how many points you think the Red Wings are improved this year after they played 48 games compared to last year.
Well, I know they've had a lot of overtime games this year. I'm going to guess they're up 10 points than they were at this point last year?
How many fingers am I holding up?
Hold on, let me look. Caputo is only 2 points better.
Yeah, 2 points better. Hey, you made an astute comment. They're both overtime losses. They have the exact same number of wins in regulation. Now, last year, they completely collapsed. And I'm not anticipating that this year because they have much better goaltending. And the veterans they added, like Perron and Kubalik and Sherratt and Olimata and Andrew Kopp's a very good two-way center. I know fans are like, whoa, he doesn't score a lot. That isn't what he does. Ideally, on a really good team, he's your third center. They're much better this year. Larkin's still very good. They miss Bertuzzi being like he was last year. But, you know, the bottom, and they needed a change at coach. They gave up. They were like a sieve last year at the end of the year. But they're better. And I think it'll help develop their players. And there is one player on their team right now that I wouldn't count out being a big-time player. And that's as a scorer. And that's Lucas Raymond. I know he got off to a slow start this year. But all of a sudden you look up and he's got 15 goals. And he's very young. You know, you're talking about 20 years old. I think you're just seeing the tip of the iceberg with Lucas Raymond. But that's a stretch, you know, when you look at a league that's got McDavid and Draisaitl on one team, a league that just has premier player after premier player thrown out there night after night. And to win the cup, I think that's where Yzerman's going to have to find that player. And he couldn't do everything at once. They were in really bad shape. I think they're in really good shape for the long term. I just don't think that the expectation, hey, they're going to make the playoffs or they're going to do this and that, especially in that division and in that conference, was an accurate one.
Now, Pat, let me ask you this, because I might be a little naive when it comes to, like, trades in the NHL. Can they use some of their prospects in order to make a move for a guy that can score right now? Or does that not how it works in the NHL? Is it more players that are playing for the big club getting traded for other guys that are playing on the big club?
Well, it depends. You know, it just depends.
Okay.
If you have a lot of blue line depth and you want a high-end scorer and somebody's in a bridge situation where they don't feel like they can necessarily sign them or they're facing some cap space, you might want to trade a Wallander. You might want to trade somebody like Edmondson, as good as they are, to get a really high-level scorer and then sign that scorer long-term. Now, that's a reach. At this point, it's not something that would work for the Red Wings. You know, I don't think, but that would be along the lines. A lot of talk about Bo Horvat, who is having a huge year for Vancouver. And I know my good friend Paul Woods would absolutely go crazy if they signed Bo Horvat, because he praises him all the time on his broadcast. And Bo Horvat had another really good game for the Canucks tonight, Kenny.
Wasn't he just dealt too?
Yeah, but he's got unrestricted free agency.
Okay.
So in the circumstance with Hogue, and that team fell apart in Vancouver. So he's somebody you might want to look at if he does not sign long term. But he's a really good player. I don't mean to diminish him. He was a 9th overall pick. He played a big time junior program at London. He's got some grit to him in addition to, you know, having a big year this year, and he's in his prime. But I would say this to you, that's not the type of player they need. They need somebody better than that. They need to go to the land of great with a score and not just very good, and a couple of them. They need depth on their forward lines to match the potential of the depth that they're going to have on their defensive core.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting just to hear it from you because, like, so I sit in the office and there's some big hockey guys and that always talk about it.
Well, you got Will and you got Kenny Cott.
That's what I'm saying. And so I hear about it, but it does appear like I also saw something on Twitter and it was by a hockey writer who says it is okay to criticize Steve Yzerman to this point. Do you agree with that, Pat?
No, I think he's doing a fabulous job.
So
I'm trying to think of things that he's done that, didn't make a lot of sense. And honestly, I don't see anything.
So basically what it was, Pat, if I'm going to paraphrase, it was sending the goalie down or putting him on waivers to get him down. And also the development of the other kid that had the same situation. Was it Valeno? Is that the kid that's been
talking about Verana?
Verana. So but I think that's unfair. I mean, you're not going to be 100% on every guy that you draft or sign, or right? Or am I wrong with that one?
Well, which goal? Are you talking about Nedeljkovic?
Yes.
Okay. He hasn't played well. They haven't just handed it to him because they're paying him a lot of money. I mean, they're spending like 6 most on goalies of any team in the league this year against the cap. So he hasn't been cheap on the goalies. The one goalie beat out the other goalie. That's kind of what's happened there. And then with Verana, I have no idea what his personal issues are. But Yzerman gave Mantha a real solid contract. And then the guy played like a dog. And I don't mean a D-A-W-G dog. I mean a D-O-G dog. So he traded one problem to another team for another problem. Laviolette was upset with the coach in Washington, with Verana, for whatever reason, who played on a cup championship team. And maybe we've seen why, with his personal issues, that situation was there. But to me, that's not something, you know, that I would knock him on. I look at his draft picks. He had the two of the three best rookies or four best rookies in the league last year. The other one, Bunting's like 26 years old. You know, Zegras would be the other one that fit into that Calder conversation, I think. And, heck, Nedeljkovic was in the Calder conversation last year. So when you're looking at this, you know, it's hard to, you know, pick apart what he's done. You know, you can say he overvalued Sherratt, but it seemed like they got pretty good value on the Kubalik and Mata contracts. Perron has played well for them. He's one of those players who's been a late bloomer and has continued to play at a high level past the usual age. So his scouting on that was pretty good. And Husso's been very good in goal. He obviously had to make a change at coach. Whatever message Blasio was doing wasn't getting through. So, and he's got a lot of players in the pipeline quickly.
Right. Now, do you expect next year to really be competing for the playoff spot then?
Well, yes and no, because it depends a lot on the teams around them. It's I don't know. Yeah, people understand the Lions situation, I think. Okay, they're two different sports, and I hate to go there, but I'll explain it to you. The Lions, one of the reasons the Lions window is open now is because their division and their conference is not very strong.
Right.
All the powers in the other conference. So there's a lot better chance that the Lions could win the division compared to when the Packers were at their very best, and they're not. And it's the same with the conference. There's two teams in the conference who are really good, have really good rosters, Philadelphia and San Francisco. And San Francisco will have a quarterback situation resolved next year and be strong. The rest of everybody else is in some kind of disarray and flux. It's a complete opposite in the Eastern Conference in the NHL. I thought Boston would take a step back. They hardly ever lose. You look at a team like Toronto, there's tons of scoring, tons of firepower, a lot of youth. A team like New York is loaded. I'm talking about the Rangers, not the Islanders. There's teams like Buffalo who've been doing this thing with the prospects for a while, and a couple of their prospects have become elite players. Rasmus Dahlin, the defenseman, and Tage Thompson, who's a bigger goal scorer guy who has come into his own this year after a lot of struggles, and they've got a real good prospect line. So, and a team like Ottawa, you know, which is kind of faded a little bit here, but they have a lot of talent. Players, they lost their best player, Josh Norris, who's from Oxford and went to Michigan. But, you know, they have Stützle and some of these other guys that they've drafted early who have come on quickly, and they now have DeBrincat. So there's so much. Florida's still got a good team, even though they faded a little bit. Tampa's still loaded. You go down the list, Carolina has an outstanding team. That puts the Red Wings in a very difficult spot, even next year, I think, to make the playoffs. The key, I think, is to be 10 or, like you mentioned, 10 points. If they're 10 points better this year than last year, and that's entirely possible because it just all fell apart for them the second half of last year. It's entirely possible. 10 to 15 points better, and they keep on that same track. Everything will work out for them. They try to get ahead of themselves and, you know, hey, we got to make the playoffs now and start doing stupid things just to, you know, before their time to try to get over the top just to get into the playoffs rather than building a genuine contender for a decade like Yzerman did in Tampa.
Yeah.
Then I think they'll be in trouble. But the fan base is, you know, it starts to rumble a little bit. And I understand why, because the entire town has basically had lousy teams.
Yes.
You know, I mean, the Lions winning 9 games was like some revelation.
It was like they won the Super Bowl.
The first winning team we've had since the 2016 Red Wings, for crying out loud. So, you know, even the Pistons, when they made the playoffs that year, I think they were 500.
Yeah, and, no, they were 41-41. You're right.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, everybody's kind of restless here. And Yzerman's done a good job. He had the, you know, the whole COVID situation, he handled it by putting players like Sider and all that in Sweden. I think he's doing a terrific job, honestly. I don't think he's been a disappointment at all. But I think sometimes people feel like there's miracles, you know, when you bring back the captain and, you know, all that. So, but anyway, enjoyed the podcast today. Had a lot of fun with it. We'll get into the NFL draft in our next podcast. Don't forget to like us, to go to the iTunes store, the Google Play store, hit like, download us, and, of course, Odyssey.com.
Yep.
It's Pat Caputo 98 on Twitter. I put them up all the time. It's also my Facebook page, and, of course, 97.1 The Ticket Twitter account, and the 97 won the ticket Facebook page to get all the stuff. We talk about drafts, prospects, and the future for all the sports. And also, we'll get into the Tigers and baseball a little bit later. All those things, the NBA, the Pistons. There is definitely a silver lining to the cloud of them losing so badly.
And, 7-foot silver lining.
Victor Wambiamba.
Yep. Or even, you know, Scoot Henderson as a guard. That dude's pretty elite, too. So there is silver lining.
Yeah, but he's a 6'2" guard. They got Jaden Ivey.
Well.
These are things that we'll discuss, Evan. When we get to basketball, you know your hoop. So, man, you know. But, yeah, we got a lot to talk about with this. So I appreciate you listening. Until next time, we'll see you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.